to provide some context, that last year under the Trump administration, there was a climate science report issued. And this is a report issued every 4 years that looks comprehensively at all the climate science produced over the last 4 years. And it said that the period of the last 115 years is the warmest in the history of modern civilization, and that it's extremely likely that human activities, especially the emissions of greenhouse gases, are, quote, the dominant cause of the observed warming since the mid-20th century, and that there is no convincing alternative explanation for why this warming is occurring.
Það er hvernig um að hvernig ákvöld að manni að ákvöld President Trump hlinn sælist að Wadn ko kanaktut lait wadn magut tato yukut mani wital rita mana pisi yanrit kata gom kutol nasu naknilu kutau chin kas kapik magut chin ayuk sikat wadn tamatum nga paksuko kan kas kumalu kupe.
Well, I certainly think we should continue to study it and continue to look at the issues as it impacts Alaska, particularly, as I mentioned, our fisheries and the salmon, the king salmon run in particular, but the broader ocean acidification issues. And one of the things I've done in my time in the Senate is to make sure we have full funding at NOAA for the science and the data that are needed to maintain very sustainable fisheries, which are so important to our coastal communities and villages throughout the river systems, Kuskokwim and Yukon, and we will continue to do that.
Tamakun chalitul chalisuorsin hokwan hi chingu my chaknak chalisak akim noruknaki tamakut churvilritungitun sintamana ika im kanot chikka chalis ika yutulritato matum tungin tamatum akichpugnaki to tamana chinguma.
And we have more callers patiently waiting on the line. Thank you for calling in. We're going to go to Ed in McCoryuk. Hi, Ed.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your question for Senator Sullivan?
Okay, so good morning, Mr. Sullivan. So McCoryuk, we're out here about 40 miles off the coast of western Alaska. I don't know, probably about 50 miles from Tuxuk from where you were. And about 2 years ago, we had a ship that ran aground. Its name was Champion Ebony, and it was carrying 14.5 million gallons of petroleum products on board. And nothing was done about that. Thankfully, nothing spilled out. But the next day, the Coast Guard came along and just came out to observe. And it raised one of the big questions, like, if we were to have an oil spill out here, what were we going to do about it? So McCoryuk wrote up a resolution and sent it out to AVCP. Then AVCP went and wrote a resolution to AFN, which is Resolution 1720 for AFN, and was handed off onto you probably in December or January, and I was just wondering if you had made any progress on that, or if you're working on trying to get oil spill response out here in western Alaska. As some people may not know, that traffic has doubled within the last 5 years. 5 years ago, there was approximately 230 ships that passed through the Edwin Strait, and just in 2017, there was about 450 that passed through the street. So we're vulnerable out here, and I was just wondering if there was anything that you were doing to ensure that Western Alaska is covered.
What naptokaguna makuriyag mekuna kikhtam kayagok to what nukoka what malgunial hakuni una sunak patchtauna ukuskumi maloni tamani nanitam to awatitni im nunasit hochalisuk taugamhok kujak hochtaugam what Imokuskumunga to im tamani kubishano ito kwasoka tamav tamunga to akanakalamunga to tamani nunasitshani tamana chaning im okuskumung im kubishano ito tamani tagumko pitsakakunating tamani suna tamsakinaga tatamakun kitut kachalito alaskam. Chitnekun gulchit mani amsakin ng ata. Watin ko pichakat kunatin ko kubisik at ako kuskum ng wasakatan ng ako nakalgan ng upi ng ako tukka. Tama tumung apakta. Center.
Ed, thank you for that question. It's a very important one, and I'm actually very glad you asked it. I would say, there's two kind of general things that I've been working on that address what you rightly point out is an important need given the increased traffic, in part due to the receding ice that's happening off the coast of Western Alaska.
Matum tunginun tamakut sunat pata tamakun amsakinas katamani tamatumuk im tungitun chali chaliuk.
The first thing is, and you may have seen some press reports on it last week, is that I chair the subcommittee in charge of the Coast Guard, and the Coast Guard is going through a major recapitalization of new ships and new assets. That is something that I'm very focused on and working with the Coast Guard closely on. And as part of that recapitalization, what I've been arguing with the Coast Guard or advocating for is that Alaska, given things like increased ship traffic and the potential for oil spills or any kind of search and rescue because of that increased ship traffic, given our huge fisheries, given a whole host of reasons, we need more assets in Alaska from the Coast Guard, not less. And last week, as part of the confirmation hearing of the new commandant of the Coast Guard, I was able to get a letter from the current commandant indicating that they will be bringing more ships to communities in Alaska. That was something I had been working on for over 3 years, literally since I joined the Senate a little over 3 years ago. That was important progress. It was announced last week.
I had a question before I translate that regarding those more ships that are going to Alaska. Are they the ones that are equipped to, in case of oil spill, to work on oil spill, or?
No, they're just ships, but they help with collisions, and the Coast Guard puts together these oil spill responses.
Okay, all right. What question? Mana chaleka unaking oxa? What magutang baluki? What ngato mabut Alaska mun tanginas kit magutsunat pa chakpit chalisa nuks katigato chaning pitchakat kunating kubisik ata wasoka. Pinakata watni wag nakata search and rescue nakata tamakun pinginalrit chalis makut nakat nakat chalqaisun aktutsqa tamakuta tangvakat khokma illintui kayuluni chalisuqwatn mavtgotta tamakun chaliyungalrit ilanakhut khokma pitchaqart punatin watn pitchoqlalika ta kinkut tamakut khunugata lla chaliyumalrit maani amlnoluki khokachalakin khluki pakhkoniluk.
The issue, however, is that those ships that were announced last week are all to be homeported in Southeast Alaska. And what I think we need to continue to work on is ships and Coast Guard assets actually in northern and western Alaska, which we don't have permanently stationed, which brings me to the second point of what we're working on, and that is a much more robust Arctic port in western or northwest Alaska.
Chalis watn khotom tamakuta tamakn chali chali yungalrit ko Alaska watto atchani southeast mitamani gato uita chiqnilo kitagom kho khotn chingu mai tamakut watn pitsaqaqna kubillikata uita bikkat im utaq uita bikkat gato tamakun chali tolrit tawatn mani chinamtni mani awatmtni chali lo Klokfani pagani nunaksin ko kas kluki gato manit tawatin chali yungal kita pichak naki kubili kata.
So in the National Defense Authorization Act 2 years ago, I sit on the Armed Services Committee, and I had a provision in there that has the Secretary of Defense and Secretary of Homeland Security, who's in charge of the Coast Guard, designate what I called and defined a strategic Arctic port for America, which I'm hopeful that they will be looking to designate in Alaska, in whether western or northwest part of our state. And we have been working on that. We've also been working with the Corps of Engineers to finish their study on the port of Nome as a deep water port for the Arctic. But we need more infrastructure and we need more assets. We're making progress on these, but we need to do much more, and your question rightfully focuses on that.
Pitsaqaqtuknaki pitsuqulallaqqatniigatto mannallununaput watn tsanillaqqatnugatto ikaayut tuqtammani aqumgaluni chali tamakunun chaumalqanun chalis watn watn gatollin qanna chingummaqqatgatto tamakunun chali tulqanin chalis aipagni taqut nomami No mami piungal khatwi tayungal khataman nunaqsinruurlu ki watn makut kin kinaimla kuvilikan walluqa nuqlikan tami kayuqsittarluni tamman nunaqsinruurlakkatning llin taman chingu makoq.
And we have another caller on the line. We have Mark calling from Bethel. Hi, Mark.
Hi, morning, Senator and Ms. Sullivan. Senator, a big issue actually today in the Alaska State Legislature is work requirements for Medicaid recipients. It's an issue in Washington, D.C. as well. The Secretary of Health and Human Services recently said that, oh, no, we can't consider requests for waivers to work requirements for Medicaid by Indian tribes, because if we did that, that would be a racial preference. The secretary was taken to task by Senator Murkowski and a number of her colleagues on the Indian Affairs Committee and other senators, reminding the secretary that health care for Native Americans is first and foremost a function of the Commerce Clause, and it's a function of Congress, and that health care for American Indians is not racially based. It's politically based as a form of payment for all of the, the continental United States that was stolen from Native Americans, over the centuries. So what's your position on the Secretary's view that HHS couldn't give Medicaid work requirement waivers to Native American tribes because it would be racially based? And what's your position on Medicaid work-based requirements? And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Unatsal makumik mani mamtrisumin kon kayagak tuwat ng apsuko kan kalunito matumtungin nun magut mani Medicaid matumtungini agan wato agan kaskat wato ka apit kit wato chinho ka tamana gato chinho wato ikayun Charlie, you look at money medicator me with Telrani Tamana, Arn Kasut Nilukum, Tamatung Apsuko Kasum Yotskan.
So, Mark, I believe that the Medicaid work requirement should be decided at the state level. And with regard to the any kind of work requirement with regard to Native tribes, I think, as you point out, it's actually a trust responsibility of the federal government. So I don't support that. And when we were working on health care legislation last year, which didn't pass the Congress, my office, along with Senator Murkowski and Congressman Young, were working on language to make that issue clear, which a lot of members of Congress just don't understand.
Manna QT watan ilubun kok manna modern medicate mu ital chale yung khatta tamana mani tamana hukata machi kok matumun state nun Alaska mi mani chal tamana gato chalak taw tang vyarak kagot khok kituginak suku manarin qal tinrit nakhsu chal yulrit matiketami uitalrit.
And there's a broader issue on Medicaid that we have made good progress on, again educating some of our colleagues in the Congress who, you know, Alaska has so many unique issues that they don't always understand them. But I'm going to continue to highlight this issue on the Medicaid debate regarding what's called the Medicaid Federal Match Formula, or the FMAP formula, which is a huge issue for Alaska, in which I believe we are not treated fairly relative to other states.
Chal I khmanna medicatum tunginuna taugulakhunilki to chalakhluko manna yakfakanigak tutin ikai achakaluku khotnila chalishutukni amani tarnagatamani witalrit watn matum tunginun tagi kanakhtutukmai kasayuklaning mani alaskami.
As you probably know, Mark, Medicaid is a state-federal match program. The feds pay part, the state pays part. Believe it or not, Alaska has the lowest match, lowest, of any state in the country. It's 50-50. The feds pay 50%. We pay 50%. And that's because the formula only takes into account per capita income and not the high costs of living or the high costs of health care in Alaska. I had language to change that last year that would have made our match about 63% to 37%, which would have saved Alaska hundreds of millions of dollars per year. We didn't get it passed, but it was closed, and we're going to keep working on that. I believe it's just an issue of equity and fairness relative to how other states are treated under the Medicaid system.
Looks like we probably have time for one more caller. Robert Hoffman is on the line, calling from Bethel. Hi, Robert.
Hello, ma'am. Good afternoon, Mrs. Sheldon. I had a couple questions, really quick. The main one was our fish in the Kuskokwim here in the area here. You yourself said it was a very, very serious issue because of the weak runs. And I'm going to inform you, sir, these weak runs, the numbers that you're receiving are one-sided. They are from the state of Alaska's counting system, which gives them the right to say escapement numbers. They call the sharks, the state of Alaska calls the sharks. And all I would like to have some assistance, sir, is since it's such a serious issue to all the villages on the Kuskokwim, we would like a second, a funding way to have a second opinion by the tribes, like to have, to verify the state's count. And it's so serious, sir, I believe in order to ratify this problem, there must be a second or even a third counting system which is utilized for the impact that it's causing today. We're our people, we don't even want a gold mine because it's going to hurt our fish because of the toxicity that they're utilizing to do gold mine. Sir, let me inform you, we never even got to working in the gold mine yet, and we're only getting two kings. That's not subsistence, sir. That's an allocation. And if it is an allocation, we would like a second opinion on the actual escapement and the actual numbers going by. I'm a moose hunter, sir. I've been a moose hunter for 55 years. My camps are right by the fish weirs. Them boys wake up at 12 o'clock. This is from Robert J. Hoffman. They wake up at 12 o'clock. Their chain starts going at 12 o'clock. And the motor starts running at 12 o'clock. That indicates to me that the counting system is not working proper. The counting system, the escape count numbers are improper. I would like us, if you could find funding, if there's a way to find funding for a second or third counting system by the tribes to verify such a disaster. If that's possible, that's okay. Moving on down to, we're having another problem, sir, with our hospital up here. our native hospital up here, PHS. Our people are being sent, the deceased ones are being taken away by the state of Alaska to Anchorage for autopsy or whatever they do with the bodies. Our people are low income around here. We can't afford to send them back home. So they get stuck in Anchorage. If you could help us with that little issue there, we'd really appreciate it. Maybe move the autopsy system to Bethel for the 56th region. That would be a lot cheaper for them other guys. And number three is your climate change, sir. This scares me very, very much, because we talk climate change, we're going to talk more meetings and more this, more rules and regulations. You know, climate change is nature. Nature is the powerfulest thing on this earth. All we have to do for that, we can't change that. We can't fix that. All we have to do is adjust and adapt, and that's all. You know, there's no reason to be discussing climate change. Adjust to what's coming and get along with it. I just hate to see a lot of money spent on something that can't be fixed. Nature can't be fixed.
Robert, thank you so much for calling. I want to give the senator some time to respond. You threw a lot of questions at him. We have about 4 minutes, Senator.
Okay, Robert, those are all great questions. Let me try to address each one. Your idea on a second opinion is a very serious one, and I will seriously take that back to Washington and look at it.
Yeah. Watan kiwa ilumun kuktauna kanskan makutukata pinrilri tamanui tamasi yaska chalit chalit kuktauna sinna im tauna kipyucheka kanut kukusi laminun mana agn kaisun.
And I get the sense that you think the state's count is low. And as you, I'm sure, very much know, there's a precedent for what you're suggesting. Our wonderful whaling captains up north, their estimates on the amount of bowhead whales several years ago were very different from the Western scientists, much more abundant. And guess who ended up being right at the end of the day? It was the whaling captains, not the scientists. So I will take your suggestion strongly back to Washington.
Una chale king uksa makut makutigato watnato kasam tasrigato tamakut chalakrit tamana hukka ilumnak chakka uksalisu tang hokaluki pahkut pawani im agwaning pisu tulri tamakut hukchali sat. Matumtungino chalisko chalis setuk watan tamatang hot tangan kitsumku setamaku pinrutrut.
In your point on the climate change issue, I won't spend any more time on this program debating it, but I think you raise an important point that is something that I have some concerns about, is when people talk about it and say, you know, it's man-made, completely dominant. Some people, not all, their next step is to say, well, we're going to shut down, you know, the industries like oil and gas that are very important for our state and the funding of our government. We're going to shut those down. And, you know, I think that would be a disaster for Alaska.
Chalismana, matum chisam tagato chivis kamana apit kintama na kanot kisken ilumen watin hoka tama na gato akis kunin hok akim hok tunin kunin tu tama na ima taim na taring of yak ngata chali sumani aking utno ekluku wato ilam tun tama na tangha.
And finally, thank you for raising that issue. I'm sure it's a highly sensitive one on the autopsies and the cost of that, and working with the native hospitals. I think one of the incredible bright spots of our healthcare system is our Alaska Native health organizations, which are innovative, and I very much enjoy working with them. And I will raise this issue with them to see if there's a way to work on what you're rightfully raising as a sensitive, difficult, and I'm sure highly emotional issue that we probably need to look at better ways to address.
What nila put money pinaka katawat naya extra kamutki to react to look at a mana with a mark to cook illatuka to a carnon with taxing. Tamana cookilum pigok chalice pigok what in chalice in ilamin or canoe tikka type piguana cutting tamana kai a serre canoe.
And we've reached the end of our show. Thank you to everyone for calling in, for emailing in your questions. Senator Sullivan and Julie Fate Sullivan, thank you for joining us. Peter Atchek, thank you for coming in and translating. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.